And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the immigration warfare, really the ongoing immigration warfare that is happening right now. I mean, this is incredible. There is a massive caravan of migrants that are coming from the country south of Mexico, and they're making their way all the way through Mexico, or at least they're trying to. And their plan, apparently, is to make it into the United States. There seems to be a certain amount of disagreement as to how many of these immigrants there are. Some estimates are saying 4,000, some are saying 5,000. In any case, it is a massive number of immigrants that are making their way, reportedly, toward the United States of America. It is being reported that this immigration flood, this latest flood, I mean, it's been going on for years. We've talked about it many times. But that this immigration flood is now at the direct instigation of the United Nations and represents a larger plan by the UN to flood America with some 600 million. This is the report here. 600 million man UN invasion by the year 2050. The UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants by the year 2050. So that's roughly 31 to 32 years into the future. But we're going to talk about on the program today the reality of this program through the United Nations, and you can go to un.org and read the report there from the UN on replacement migration. Replacement migration, is it a solution to declining and aging populations, etc.? And we'll talk about all this on the program today. But first, what I want to do is I want to go over Psalm chapter 104, because I think what we're reading in Psalm 104 pertains to what we're seeing now. Now, I've talked about the opening in the book of Isaiah, what God says to ancient Israel at the beginning of Isaiah, talking about how their land is being burned with fire and consumed by strangers, by foreigners. This, I believe, is what's happening over to the countries of Western Europe. And it is beginning to happen more and more to the United States of America. Where in Isaiah 1 and verse 7, God says, "Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land, strangers, devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers." And then down in verse 10, we read, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom, give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah." So likening the leadership of ancient Israel to the leaders of Sodom and Gomorrah and the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Think about what's happening in our country, not just our country, but in the entire Western world, in the countries that historically have been known as Christendom, all the way up into the early part of the 20th century. That's what the countries of the Western world were seeing, the Christian world. And now more and more have adopted things that are called an abomination by God. The Christian world is really under siege, brethren. It's under siege. And this is the latest push. And using immigration, these globalists who are largely an international body of Jesuits, socialists, communists, and jihadis that are all working together to overthrow the Christian world. That is collectively what they're doing. But I want to go over, well, you know what I said, Psalm 104. Actually, I meant Psalm 106. Psalm 106. Psalm chapter 106. Now, this is where the psalmist is writing about what happened in the days of Moses and the children of Israel, how the children of Israel despised the promised land. Why? Because they refused to enter in, because they were fearful about the giants in the land. And so let's pick it up, Psalm 106 and verse 24, where it says, "Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead." Now, Baal Peor, this is what happened when Balaam gave the wicked counsel to Balak to send in the immoral women, the enemy king Balak, to send in the immoral women to seduce the men of Israel. What I find interesting is that the Lord Jesus Christ repeatedly makes reference to Balaam and the doctrine of Balaam in the book of Revelation, in the letters to the seven churches. All right, so they joined themselves unto Baal Peor, joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed, and that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations forevermore. Now think about that, brethren. What Phinehas did was, you had a man of Israel brought his immoral woman with him to the door of the tabernacle. And when Phinehas saw them, he was overcome with so much zeal for the Lord and indignation at this, that he rose up, took his spear, and ran both of them through and killed them. And so that's what stayed the plague. In other words, he executed judgment against them according to the law of God. And this is what was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations forevermore. Verse 32, "They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake inadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy," that's where Moses, by the way, we know at Kadesh Barnea, he strikes the rock rather than speaking to it. And that's when Moses, or when God says to Moses, rather, "Because you believe me not." Moses apparently was frustrated because he had been provoked by the complaining of the children of Israel. Then in verse 34, it says, "They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood." Now, what I find interesting is there's so many different articles and commentaries out there that relate the practice of ancient Baal worship and the worship of Molech, which is where parents would bring their children and offer them as a human sacrifice to these demon gods in the ancient world, that has often been compared to the abortion industry that we have in modern times. And there are those who believe that quite probably this worship of Baal and Molech, because they both involved child sacrifices, that this may well have been an ancient form of abortion. When you had parents who didn't especially want to take care of a child, they would just choose to go and offer the child as a sacrifice to one of these pagan gods. But what does the scripture say? The scripture says very clearly, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. Verse 38, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. In other words, they've rejected now the wisdom of God, rejected the commandments of God, and they've gone after false gods and the corrupt ideas that come from these false gods. Verse 40, therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance. And he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Now we should really pay attention to that last part, brethren. We should really pay attention to that last part. 41, verse 41, and he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. And it goes on. I'll never forget reading the testimony of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the great Russian writer who wrote about surviving the gulags and the Soviet Union, and he wrote about how communism took over Russia, etc. And he's famous for saying that, why did this happen? That men have forgotten God. That's why all this had happened, and so on. And Solzhenitsyn said at one point in his writings, he said that it was so important to understand that the people who mass murdered millions of Russians were not themselves Russians. They were people who hated Russia, people who hated the Russian people. Those that hated them got the rule over them and subjected them to the terrors of Soviet communism. And you see, we're reading about this in the scripture, brethren. What's going on here in America right now? We've got people walking around saying, America was never great. We've got people trampling on our flag. We've got people burning the flag. We've got people who are ranting and raving against our entire country as an idea. Those who hate America and who hate the American people are trying to get political power in this country. And I personally believe it is a warning. I personally believe it's a warning. Because, I mean, you could read this right off the pages of Scripture. I'm reading here in the Psalm. There's many other pages as well, many other Scripture verses, many other warnings, brethren. And I believe we as a country have to take them seriously because our country began with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Word of God, with the Bible. There's no question about that. And what the Scripture warns to those who turn away. I mean, the scripture says, Peter says, it's better that they had not known the way of truth than to turn from the holy commandment once delivered unto them. It would be better for any country rather than to turn away from God's commands. I've read histories on and off for years about the fall of Constantinople and the Greek Christian Empire that was overthrown by the Turks. Now, for over 500 years, they lost their ancient city. They became a minority there over time. They've been systematically persecuted and demoralized one century after another in what was once Constantinople, now renamed Istanbul. But there's no question, the fall of Constantinople is just one of the great tragic events in the history of Christianity. It's a great tragedy. All right, brethren, let's go to our commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this program with the United Nations right after this.
Saints and martyrs. martyrs battling spies, assassins and wolves in sheep's clothing. A Lamp in the Dark unfolds the fascinating history, the Bible, and the lives of the saints who fought to preserve it. This exciting look into the times of valiant men of faith, such as John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, and Martin Luther, is a must-see for any follower of Christ. Filled with rich visual graphics and dramatic reenactments, A Lamp in the Dark is an epic documentary, a powerful witnessing tool for church and Bible study groups around the world. Share with your church, your family, and friends the untold history of the Bible today.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family, because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madryn Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now, Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. Figure out how many are in your family. Figure out how many days you want to have food ready to be put into boiling hot water and have a good meal, and make your order. Now again, you can order it from someone else, but if you order it from Worldview Weekend, we're not going to charge any shipping and handling. Free shipping and handling. Secondly, it's another way for us to generate revenue to underwrite the expenses of running Worldview Weekend, our radio and television ministry, and our free conference ministry. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we're talking about what's going on with this, really, what can only be described as immigration warfare against our country. It's happening against the entire Western world, really the Christian world, the historically Christian world, primarily. That's the main target. But you've got now somewhere between 4,000 to 5,000 migrants, maybe more, that are coming up from Honduras. Here, this is according to The Guardian. It says, trapped at the border, the forlorn Hondurans hoping to reach the U.S. Then it says, as some would-be migrants head home, 4,000 remain at the Guatemala-Mexico border. They're trying to go up through Mexico and into the United States. Now, of course, President Trump and his administration are not open to this. They don't want this to happen. Thankfully, we've got President Donald Trump sitting in the White House at this time, because if it were Obama or Hillary, they would probably throw the doors open and welcome them in, undoubtedly. Here's an article on InfoWars. They've got a new article that says, meet the 600 million man UN invasion force. And then makes reference to this report on the United Nations. Another article, UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants by 2050. And that's a headline from InfoWars, but it's based on the United Nations article. And you trace it back to the year 2000. When, back in March of 2000, this is a UN headline from the UN website at un.org, new report on replacement migration issued by UN Population Division. Breitbart has an article on the migrant caravan advancing to the USA, 5,000 strong. Now, see, this is part of a greater plan, brethren. And we've talked about this, of course. The Vatican's been involved in this. because all of these people coming from these migrant countries south of Mexico are all coming from Catholic countries. This is part of the Vatican's plan to flood America with millions and millions of more Catholics if they can, because they want more and more control over our government. You've got Catholics that dominate in the CIA. The Catholics have largely eclipsed Protestants in the Republican Party. It's Catholics who are running Fox News primarily, but not solely. I mean, they're intermixed with a few Protestant evangelicals here and there. But you've got Catholics dominating in the conservative circles and in much of the liberal circles as well. Nancy Pelosi is Catholic. Joe Biden is Catholic. And Rome has been at this migration issue for over 100 years, where our country's concerned. The Catholic priest Charles Chiniqui, in his book 50 Years in the Church of Rome, wrote about this 140 years ago. About Rome's plan to flood our country with more and more Catholics to get more control politically over the United States. But they are also teamed up with Islam. There's no question about that. That's a relationship that emerged in the 20th century, and it may go back earlier than that. But certainly in the 20th century, from the time of World War I, when Germany was working with the Ottoman Empire. But when you think of the United Nations, remember Pope Paul VI in the 20th century delivered to the Secretary General of the United Nations. He delivered the papal ring, and he gave his papal cross and papal ring to Mr. Hugh Fant, the General Secretary of the United Nations. Now, it is said, according to one Catholic website, that the reason he did this was so that they would auction it off and give the money to the poor. Earlier, Pope Paul VI had laid down his triple tiara, symbolizing the temporal power of the Pope and this kind of thing, giving the impression, I think this was all Jesuitical manipulation, to give the impression that the Pope is no more claiming his temporal power. But really what's happening is they are transferring that idea of power to the United Nations, to the European Union, and to these international globalist bodies that are no longer going to pursue Roman Catholicism as the universal faith, but now the Jesuits' universal theology that they engineered through Vatican Council II, where you claim now that all religions are one and the same, and this kind of thing, and use that universal toleration and universal theology as the vehicle to unite and ultimately control the world. But whether we could argue that the Vatican and the Jesuits are behind it all, there's no question. They're all working together. These globalists, the people like Soros, the socialists, the communists working with the Jesuits and the Vatican, they're all part of one movement. And what this UN report shows is that they are using population control. I mean, they're actually making the outlandish claim of a population decline. Here's what they say. Focusing, this is from the UN report, focusing on these two striking and critical trends, the report examines in detail the case of eight low-fertility countries, low-fertility, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Republic of Korea, Russian Federation, United Kingdom, and United States. And then it says, and two regions, Europe and the European Union. In each case, the alternative scenarios for the period of 1995 to 2050 are considered, highlighting the impact that various levels of immigration would have on population size, etc. Okay, so they're claiming that there's a population decline in Western Europe. Now, I'll never forget reading the commentary by Dr. Peter Hammond on this, where he said this whole thing is a trick. They spent years warning about population overload, right? That we're going to become overpopulated. We're going to have too many people. We're going to run out of room on the earth. Overpopulation is threatening us. That's why the Georgia Guidestones were built, because a fear of overpopulation. What will we do? So they spent years encouraging birth control and abortion, etc. And what they've done is they've caused a certain population drop in the countries of the West. And now they're saying, well, we need to solve this problem by bringing in millions and millions of Muslims and third world migrants to flood all of these historically Christian countries. Well, mostly, except for Japan and South Korea, but those countries are really under the protection of the United States primarily. But this is the reason why, brethren, I made the audio CD on Hitler's jihad, is to show that this movement, where Islam is concerned, where socialism is concerned, where flooding the Western world with Muslims is concerned, this goes back to the 1930s. They have planned this thing out for more than half a century. And among all these countries, I think the United States, thank the Lord, we have probably the best position of all of these countries that are endangered by this UN immigration program, because we have the Trump administration in power right now, and they are resisting this whole thing. But we need to be in prayer for our nation, and especially for the church. I mean, churches are just turning aside. You got more and more of them giving in to the homosexual agenda, etc. We need Christians to turn away from corruption and lies and stand strong in the truth of the gospel and the Bible as the word of God, brethren, now more than ever before. All right, brethren, that's going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.